Today's Global Hit brings together two musicians who might raise eyebrows if they were to perform in South Asia. Bandleader Rudresh Mahantappa is Indian-American. He plays a saxophone. Rez Abbasi is Pakistani-American. He plays guitar. Along with tabla player Dan Weiss, they form the jazz trio the Indo-Pak Coalition. The Indo-Pak Coalition's new CD is called Apti. Here's the title track. Apti means coming together in Sanskrit. The CD came out the day after the attacks in Mumbai, a complete coincidence. Still, Rudresh Mahantappa says, against that backdrop, it's an odd time to release a CD titled Coming Together.
It was just kind of a strange coincidence because, you know, release dates for albums are planned months and months in advance, or even years in advance, depending on where a project is. But yeah, strange coincidence for sure.
Can I ask you, first of all, what the discussions have sounded like between you and guitarist Rez Abbasi in the aftermath of the Mumbai attacks, and what have you been talking about?
Well, I can't say I've met a South Asian American, an Indian American, a Pakistani American, a Bangladeshi American who has really drawn lines. So, you know, for me and Rez, the situation in Mumbai, you know, the tragedy there is just that. I mean, it's an incredible tragedy, and there's no... You know, there's no discussion between he and I as far as finger pointing or fault or this is your people versus my people or anything like that. You know,
have you been talking about, like, God, it's so different the way we live here compared to the way Indians and Pakistanis view each other over there?
Not more than usual. I mean, I think that's kind of an ongoing conversation, really, that I have with many South Asians that are in our situation, that are the children of immigrants. And, you know, those lines, I mean, it's easy to draw these lines as with regard to Pakistan and India, but, you know, these lines are drawn even within India, you know? I mean, not only as simple as Muslim and Hindu and Christian, but between North and South India. So to me, and I think to my South Asian brethren here living in the U.S., it's not worth drawing these lines. It's not important to draw these lines because once you start drawing these lines, you could draw them to even greater degrees and close yourself off even more.
A lot of people have said in the aftermath of Mumbai that there are more opportunities now for Indians and Pakistanis to come together to make some headway. As a musician, what opportunities do you think are out there for music and culture to play a role in that kind of coming together? Or are things too raw right now to kind of get in a circle and hold hands and sing?
I think things are a little too raw. I don't know what the solutions are inside the art world or outside the art world. I mean, I wish there were more collaborations between actual Indian and Pakistani musicians who are living in India and Pakistan. It seems quite easy to do that here in North America, you know. But I don't know if we can have such a strong impact on the situation as opposed to a project that actually took place in South Asia.
I'm intrigued, Rudresh, by the last work on your album. It's titled You Talk Too Much. Are we to assume that this has no political context? Or?
You can take whatever message you wish. That was actually more programmatic in the sense that, you know, it's a very busy tune. It's very dense. It's a very fast melody. There's a lot of stuff going on. But it was actually written after playing a concert where there was somebody sitting at the front table who just would not shut up. So that's where the title actually comes from.
New York-based saxophonist and composer Rudresh Mahantappa, the new CD with your trio, the Indo-Pak Coalition, is called Apti. Many thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, it was great to be here, Marco. Thanks for having me.
Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.